I didn't know it.
We're on.
Good morning. Julie, we thank the Lord once again for another privilege and opportunity to gather in his name and trust in the Lord that others are on their way. Thank God for allowing us to be here to stay. Amen. It's good to look out and see Brother Wayne Randall here with us. And what a blessing. We've been praying for you, so you'll know. We've been praying for you and others, and we just thank God. Let us remember Sister Holmes. She's on the phone right now, not able to get out today. Sister Lillian's on the phone, not able to get out today. And also Brother Allen with her, and Brother Willis. He's not able to be here today, but he said, Lord willing, he'll be here next Sunday. So let's remember him much in prayer. And let's remember Brother Sammy Mann. They were coming. However, last night, someone broke in his daughter's vehicle. They broke out a lot, I guess, in the neighborhood. A lot of people had their cars vandalized. So just remember them much in prayer. So that's hindering them this morning. They got out, went out and found their car. Windows broken out of their car. So just remember them much in prayer. Let us look to the Lord. We'll also remember Sister June Webb, because we know she's not able to be out, but she's healing and looking forward to when she can be able to drive again. But she's in therapy, so let's remember her much in prayer. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, once again, we call upon your precious and holy name. We want to thank you for another privilege and opportunity to gather in the house of the Lord one more time. Father God in heaven, we don't take it for granted, but we thank you, Lord God, that you have blessed us to be in the land of the living one more time. Thank you for our health and strength and well-being that you have afforded unto us, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for all that you have done for us. You have truly been so good to us, dear Heavenly Father. Remember all the saints who are not able to be out today, dear Heavenly Father. We understand there's some things, dear Lord, that are hindering the people of God, but Lord, we thank you, dear Father, for those who have gathered in the house of the Lord this morning, dear Heavenly Father. We ask a special prayer and blessing upon our dear Sister Holmes, Lord God. She's with us by phone. We ask that you would bless her and be with her, dear Heavenly Father. Bless her in body, spirit, mind, and soul. Thank you, dear Lord, for her children who care for her, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for blessing this dear saint, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, if you allow her to see July 20th of this year, she'll be 97 years old. And we thank you, Lord God. Looking forward, dear Heavenly Father, to all that you have done and all that thou art doing and going to do on Sister Holmes' behalf. And we just know Sister Holmes is going to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor due unto your name. Father God in heaven, likewise, we ask that you remember Sister Lillian, Lord God. We understand that she's not able to be out today, Lord God, but we thank you for this dear sister, Lord God. It was good to hear on Wednesday night, dear Heavenly Father, and we ask your blessings upon her, dear Lord. Be with her, dear Heavenly Father, in a special way, Lord God. Look down upon her, too, likewise, with favor, dear Heavenly Father. Grant her the desires of her heart, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, remembering Brother James Allen, Lord God, we thank you for him, and thank you for how you blessed him with his job, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would continue, Lord God, to be with Brother James. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would bless him in every way he stands in need of, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you allow him to get up, dear Heavenly Father, when he gets back to the house of the Lord, to get up and give you a praise report, dear Father, of what you have done for him, dear Lord. We thank you for that, dear Lord, because we know, Lord God, it was from your mighty hand, dear Heavenly Father. You opened up that way, and so we just ask that you would bless our dear brother in every way he stands in need of. Thank you, Lord God, for Sister Webb, Lord God. Likewise, dear Father, ask a special prayer and blessing upon our dear sister as she's healing from her surgery. Father, we know if not, Sister Webb would be on her way, dear Heavenly Father, but we thank you, Lord God, that you're bringing her through, Lord God. We know that she says the pain has been excruciating, dear Father, and that she's been going through it, dear Heavenly Father, and that at times it has overwhelmed her, Lord God, but we thank you, Lord God, that you're bringing her through, dear Heavenly Father, and ask, Lord God, that brighter days are ahead for our dear sister. Likewise, remember her family. Remember her companion, Lord God, who's caring for her. Remember her daughters, dear Father. Remember her grandchildren in a special way, dear Heavenly Father. We know that if Sister Webb was here, she would ask that we would remember her brother, her sister, Lord God, there in Michigan. And we pray, Lord God, that you remember her, even her co-workers, Lord God. She had many, dear Father, that she was sharing the word with, dear Heavenly Father. Watch over Sister Webb, Lord God. Be with her, dear Heavenly Father. Allow her to know, dear Father, that we love her, dear Heavenly Father, and praying for her, Lord God, and praying for her healing in thee, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we pray, Lord God, that you remember Sister Carol. We thank you for her being out this morning and ask that you would bless her in every way she stands in need of. Give her the desires of her heart, Lord God. We pray in the name of Jesus. Jesus, that one day, Lord God, and soon, dear Heavenly Father, we'll see her brother Frank come into the house of the Lord, along with his wife Minnie, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we've been praying and lifting them up to you, and we know there's nothing too hard for thee, dear Father. We know you are answering and hearing our prayers, Lord God, and we thank you for that. Ask that you would continue to bless our dear sister in a mighty way. Thank you for Sister Regina being out this morning, and ask your blessings upon her, Lord God. Continue to look down upon her too with favor, Lord God. Remember, Lord God, where she lives, or JC Village, dear Heavenly Father. Remember all those that are there, dear Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus. Father God in heaven, we pray likewise that you remember Sister Sanders down in Florida, dear Lord. Lord, she reached out to me this week, Lord God, and she asked that the saints of God will continue to hold her up in prayer. Oh, she's going through, dear Heavenly Father, but she's thanking you, Lord God, that you're bringing her through, Lord God, because when we know that when the enemy comes in like a flood, you'll lift up a standard against him, Lord God. And so in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray for our dear Sister Sanders, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would keep her in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, dear Father. No matter what the enemy does or what the enemy says, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask, Lord God, that you would bless our dear sister. Help her, Lord God, to continue to just stand, dear Heavenly Father, to be able to withstand in this evil day. Make sure all of our armor is on, Lord God, that she's able to stand against what the enemy is bringing up against her, Lord God. And we know that sister's going to give you the praise and the glory and the honor due unto your name. Remember her household, Lord God. Remember her companion in a special way, Lord God. Remember her children, her daughters, Lord God. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Remember her son, likewise, dear Father, and her grands, dear Father. We thank you for this dear sister, and she wanted me to share with the saints and let them know that she's praying for us and she loves us dearly, Lord God. Although she's many miles away from us, Lord God, she's still listening in, dear Father, on Sunday mornings, dear Father, hearing the word of God, and we thank you for that. Father God in heaven, we pray likewise that you remember our dear sister Ferris Day and her family in Boston, Lord God, as they're on listening in this morning, dear Father. Remember them in a special way, Lord God. Thank you for blessing Sister Ferris Day with her new job, dear Father. Ask that you be with her, dear Heavenly Father. Bless her, dear Heavenly Father, during her orientation period and during all her probationary period. Be with her, dear Lord. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Father, likewise, we pray, Lord God, that you would remember Sister Sandy, dear Father, and her family, Lord God. We thank you for her, Lord God, and ask your continued blessings upon our dear sister, Lord. We're looking one day to see her, too, come back into the house of the Lord, dear Father. Ask that you give her the strength, dear Heavenly Father. Give her the mindset, Lord God, the desire, dear Heavenly Father, to walk through those doors again, dear Heavenly Father. We know she's been through a lot, dear Heavenly Father, but Lord, we know there's nothing too hard for thee, dear Father, that she can rest comfortably in knowing, dear Father, that all things are well in your hands, dear Heavenly Father. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, likewise, you remember Sister Stewart, dear Father, Sister Ruth, dear Father. We know, Lord God, she's home, dear Father. We know, dear Father, that you blessed her, Lord God, to go through her therapy and through what she went through, her surgery, Lord God. And Lord, we're looking one day to see her too, dear Heavenly Father, again in the house of the Lord, dear Father. We know, Lord God, she's in a recovery period, but Father, we're just thanking you for our dear sister and ask that you would bless her in every way she stands in need of. Keep her encouraged to run this race that thou hast set before. Help her, Lord, not to allow the enemy, Lord God, to deter her in any way, dear Heavenly Father. Help her not to look back at situations or things that have gone on in the past, but help her to keep her eye on the goal, on the prize, dear Heavenly Father, that you have awaiting for her. Father, we ask in the precious name of Jesus, likewise, that you would remember, dear Heavenly Father, we don't see Brother Reggie as of yet, but ask that you would remember him, Lord God. Grant traveling mercies over the highways, dear Lord. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, you remember Brother Robert and his family too. We don't see him as of yet, Lord God, but ask that you would bless him and bring him along safely. Others we don't see this morning. We don't see Sister India, Lord God, and pray for her and little Infinity, dear Lord. Ask that you would bless them if they're on their way with traveling mercies, dear Father. The Belton family, dear Lord, we don't see them as of yet, Lord God, and ask that you would bring them along safely over the highways, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for Sister Maria with child, dear Heavenly Father. Watch over and bless them, dear Father. Keep them safe, Lord God. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. We don't see Sister Kiba, Lord God, and we ask that you would bless her likewise, dear Father. Be with her, Lord God, if she's on her way to the house of the Lord. Father, we just thank you for all that have gathered here this morning, Lord God. Thank you for seeing Brother Wayne Randall, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for seeing that beautiful smile on his face, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we've been praying for him, lifting him up to you, dear Heavenly Father. And at Tuesday prayer meeting, Lord God, we've been calling out many names, Lord God, of those, dear Father, we hadn't heard from, hadn't seen in a long time. And, oh, Father, what a blessing it is to come upstairs and see him sitting in the house of the Lord, dear Father. Oh, we thank you for that, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would bless him in every way he stands in need of, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, give guidance, give direction, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for this dear soul, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we thank you for Mr. Dalton being here this morning, and ask that you would continue to bless him, Lord God. Continue to be with him, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we thank you, Lord God, that you have been so kind and merciful unto him, Lord God. Help him, Lord, to continue to run on, dear Heavenly Father. Coming out, dear Father, hearing the word of God and reading and studying, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we thank you for his daughter, Zen, Lord God, and ask your continued blessings upon this baby, Lord God. And Lord, he was saying she's smiling, she's getting bigger, Lord God. We thank you for that and ask that you would bless her in every way she stands in need of. Remember her mother likewise, dear Father, ask that you would bless and be with her. Maybe one day she can too come out and be in the house of the Lord. Oh, Father, we pray for Brother Willis, Lord God. He's not able to be with us, Lord God, but he said, Lord willing, he'll be here next Sunday, dear Heavenly Father. And Lord, we just pray that you would bless him, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, remembering Brother Joseph, they'll see him as of yet, but Lord God, we pray that you bring our brother along safely over the highways. Father, we just want to thank you for allowing all of us to gather here in the house of the Lord that are here this morning. Remember, dear Father, Father, there are many others that, Father, to come to mind, Lord God. Remember, Brother Tony, don't see him as of yet either, dear Lord. But we ask that you would bless and be with them, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord God, for our superintendent of Sunday school, Brother Byrene, and ask your continued blessings upon him and his family. Ask, Lord God, that you would continue to be his guide and his direction and the strength he so desperately stands in need of. We know, Lord God, this coming week is a busy week for him, Lord God. He's got Wednesday night, and he also has Saturday food pantry, dear Lord. So we just pray, Lord God, that you would look down upon our dear brother with favor, Lord God. Give him a word, dear Heavenly Father, to share with us and to share with the people that will be coming into the food pantry services. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you would continue to remember Sister Blake and thank you for her and all that you've done for her, Lord God, and ask your continued blessings upon our dear sister. Father, we thank you for this dear sister and ask, Lord God, that you would look down upon her with favor and everything that she does, dear Heavenly Father. We know that she's going to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise due unto your name, Lord God. Thank you for the children being out this morning, and thank you, Lord God, for how you have blessed them, Lord God. It seems like every week we see them, Lord God, they're growing taller and taller, Lord God, but we thank you for that, and we're hoping, Lord God, that they're growing stronger and stronger in your word. Likewise, dear Heavenly Father, we can see the physical growth, Lord God, but we want to see the spiritual likewise, Lord God, and we know, Lord God, in time, dear Father, we know in time, Lord God, that you, dear Heavenly Father, will prick a heart, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, it doesn't have to be an old age. It can be in the age in which they are in right now. Because you said in your word, remember thy creator in the days of thy youth before the evil days come not. We just thank you, Lord God, that they're coming out and they're coming to hear the word of God, even at their own age, dear Father. Likewise, we want to thank you, Lord God, for Javier, Lord God. We haven't seen him in a while, Lord God, but we thank you for him, Lord God. He gave two additional names of young people, Lord God, that he goes to school with it to put on for the morning message, dear Father. We thank you for that and ask that you would bless their Heavenly Father. Likewise, we ask in the name of Jesus, you remember Brother Maurice and Sister Laurentine downstairs with the children, Lord God, and ask your blessings upon them, Lord God, as they minister to the children, Lord God. Ask that you would be with them, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for this day, Lord God, that you have made. And Lord God, let us rejoice and be glad in it. Father God in heaven, we ask a special prayer and blessing upon our world and the condition in which it is in right now. We pray for our world leaders, dear Heavenly Father. Pray for our president, our vice president, Lord God. Pray for our police officers and dear Heavenly Father, whether it be local, dear Father, state, whether it be county, dear Heavenly Father, Father, or sheriff's office, we lift them up to you this morning, dear Heavenly Father, knowing that all mankind needs you, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you remember those who work in the emergency area, dear Father, and ask your blessings upon them likewise, dear Heavenly Father. Pray, Lord God, that you remember the one who's less fortunate than we are, Lord God, as Brother Mann would have put in, Lord God. Remember the one who did not have a home to sleep in last night, who may have slept under the bridge, Lord God, who may not have had food this morning. Remember them, Lord God, in a mighty way, Lord God. We pray for these souls, dear Heavenly Father. Pray for lost souls everywhere, lost souls around this church, Lord God. God, lost souls in our neighborhood, our co-workers, former co-workers. We lift them up to you this morning, Lord God, because we know, dear Father, you are able to do all things but fail, dear Heavenly Father. You've shown yourself, dear Heavenly Father, to us in many ways, dear Father. You have shown, dear Father, how you're answering prayers, Lord God, how you're healing bodies, Lord God, how you're bringing souls to the house of the Lord, dear Father. Oh, Father, let us not doubt you now, but let us run on in faith, Lord God. Let us stand firm in our faith, knowing that you are able to do all things but fail, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, even on yesterday, Lord, I was able to visit with Sister Fran, Lord God, and I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing for her, Lord God. But, Lord, I could see, Lord God, the pain in her eyes and the pain in her body, Lord God, that she was feeling, Lord God. And, Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you give her the strength to run on, dear Father, that you touch and heal her, Lord God, if it be your will, dear Father. Oh, Father God in heaven, she's due on Tuesday to find out, Lord God, if there's anything, dear Father, that they might be able to do. But, Lord God, if they're not, dear Father, Lord, she's vowed, dear Father, to run on for you, dear Father. And I know, Lord God, you're able, dear Father. I know you're able, Lord God, when I read your word, dear Father. And when I read, dear Father, about you, how you healed the lame and how you healed the blind, you allow them to see. I know you can touch her body, dear Father. I know you can heal, dear Father, the situation she's in, dear Father. Oh, her eyes are lifted up to you, dear Heavenly Father, and we ask that you would bless Sister Fran. Not only her, likewise, remember Sister Toya Jackson, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. She's back home from the hospital again, Lord God. She had to go back, dear Heavenly Father, but Lord, she's home, dear Father. And Lord, did they set her condition, Lord God, is one that cannot be healed. But oh, dear Father, the doctors may not be able to cure it. The doctors may not be able to cure it. But Dr. Jesus, Lord God, is able, dear Heavenly Father. Help her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to reach out and touch the hem of your garment, Lord God. Help her to be like the woman with the issue of blood. If I can only touch the hem of his garment, I know I will be healed, dear Father. And I know you can heal her, Lord God. Now, oh, praise your name this morning, Lord God. Oh, you're still in the healing business. You're still in the miracle business. You're still in the saving business, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we're not going to doubt you, Lord God. You said you're the same yesterday, today, and forever, dear Heavenly Father. And so we believe that this morning, and we're going to walk in faith, dear Heavenly Father. Now, Father, have thine own way. We know there are many others, dear Heavenly Father. But, Lord, we know we have a prayer later on. We'll give way to that, dear Heavenly Father, and allow you, dear Heavenly Father, to have your perfect work in us, dear Heavenly Father, this day. Remember me, Lord God, as I preach the word of God. I need you, dear Father. I need you in every way, dear Heavenly Father, to, Lord God, preach to this waiting congregation. Have thine own way in our lives, Lord God, and we'll be so careful this morning to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor due unto thee. In Jesus' name we pray, and we thank you right now for hearing and answering our prayers. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Thank you.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Able.
Yes.
Amen. Praise
God. Your
bulletin,
you should have a song. Make me
minister. Praise our God.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Make me minister.
Servant of the Lord.
Amen. Praise God.
Make me a servant, humble. Make me a servant.
thank God for his goodness.
Amen.
Thank God for his many, many benefits unto
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
The word of God says he loadeth us, he daily loadeth us with
yes.
benefits.
Amen.
Amen. And we have to be able to see those benefits.
Amen.
Be thankful. You know, I think of even our Sunday school lesson, and we're reading, as we're reading about the children of Israel and how God was faithful to them. And when the Lord brought them across, delivered them across that Red Sea, and how they were praising God, and that 15th chapter of that, they're praising God, and Miriam put timbrels on her fingers, and they did dances of joy to the Lord. And 3 days later, that 3 days into the wilderness, they were murmuring that they had no water. Help us not to have that murmuring
Amen.
Spirit. Amen. But to give God the glory to which he is worthy. And we're giving him glory this morning and thanks and praise for all that he has done for us. Amen. Thank the Lord for his goodness. Thank God for allowing us to be here this morning. We know the word of God says where two or three are gathered together, he would be in the midst, because we know that his spirit, we didn't come here to meet the Lord, but we brought the Lord with
Amen.
Us. We're told that he Jesus promised that he was the spirit of God would be with us and shall be in us. And so he came with us this morning.
Amen.
Amen. So we thank God for all of his many, many blessings to us. And we give him glory as Almighty God. We thank God, give honor to Pastor Jenkins this morning. We thank God for her. Thank God for the prayer that he gave for her to pray.
Amen.
And we just ask the Lord to be present in our midst this day,
Amen.
In all things.
Amen.
Amen. Our responsive reading is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 through 7.
Amen.
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 through 7.
Amen.
Amen. Thanking God for his word this morning.
Yes. Praise
our
God.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Thank the Lord.
Bless the Lord, amen. Amen.
Amen. Trying to get JoJo's mom. Yeah. Back in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 through 7. If we're able to stand, shall we stand at the reading of God's word? We want to reverence God in all things. Yeah. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens.
For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven.
If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked.
For we that are in the tabernacle.
Nope.
Should we start that again? I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life.
Amen.
Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit.
Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord.
Together, for we walk by faith, not by sight.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise our God. We walk by faith and not by sight. Bless the Lord. Because we walk by faith, we know that when we pray to God, if we are living for him, we know that he hears us.
Mm-hmm.
Because he hears his children. He hears us when we cry out to him. He hears us when we pray to him. He knows the burdens of our heart. He knows the afflictions of our body. And there are even times when the enemy will try to pursue, as Pharaoh was trying to pursue the children of Israel. We know that the devil will, when we are converted and we're living for God, the devil will pursue us. But the Lord, word of God, tells us to think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which are to try us, as though some strange thing happened to us. We know that God is greater.
Yes, he is.
And so when we ask in faith, we ask God for the strength to help us to bear and forbear and to stand and withstand. We know that he's able.
Amen.
Amen. So we're going to ask at this time if there's special requests for prayer, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand. Sister Carol.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Carol said to remember her in body. She was a little weak this morning, but feeling better, feeling stronger and stronger. And remember her family as well. Other requests?
Sister Blake asked that you continue to remember Terry, my former coworker that I worked with at the cancer of the mouth and her throat. She's doing well. She went back to work on April 10th. I reached out to her the other day, and she sent me a note back and said she's retiring at the end of June. I had a feeling it would happen. She just turned 65, I believe it. And so just remember her mention prayer. Please continue to keep her in prayer. So just remember her much.
Yes. Remember Terry in prayer. Amen. Amen. God's brought her a long way. Amen. Amen. The cancer of this book.
Tongue
and yes. So God's brought her a long way to be able to retire.
Amen.
Sister Melita. Good morning. Amen. Amen. So, amen. Sister Melita's request. Continue to remember Sister Chanel, and God's blessed her and Brother Brandon to have a newborn little boy, and they're all home, and so just continue to remember them in prayer. Truly God blesses. God's able to multiply, and so we thank God for that, and they're doing well. There's been even improvement and then from time when they were in the hospital. So we thank God for that. So continue to pray for their strength and pray that God will bless.
This is Sister Holmes here, and I thank the Lord for my family, for me.
Amen.
That's a help. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister Holmes. Amen. Thank the Lord. Sister Regina. Amen, amen. JC Village, and we trust that the Lord brought the family back from the cruise safely. Amen, amen. Amen. We'll keep praying. We'll keep on praying. Amen. Bless the Lord. Brother Jackson.
His granddaughter, Grace Fleming, has had heart surgery, and they want to go back in. He says it's coming Tuesday or Wednesday, and 25. That's going to be surgery.
Graceland?
Yes.
Mm, amen. 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 So that's Tim's granddaughter, Graceland, who's 5 years old. Had to have surgery. Has had many heart surgeries, but continue to remember this child, remember the child's parents, and Tim likewise. Are there other requests? Continue to remember Pastor Jenkins, the Lord will bless and anoint, strengthen her to preach his eternal word. And remember Sister Ruth, the request that Sister Melita also brought for Sister Ruth as well.
Sister Webb, and you know, some that we normally are here, we don't see him as of yet.
Yes, amen.
And, you know, I remember the Bree family, the Bree family, Sister Blake, Kim Ware's family, the Ware's and the
Watsons,
please.
Yes.
Sorry, just real blank.
Amen.
They remember them much in prayer, please.
Amen.
And the Deal family, some of them are traveling back, and all those that are related to the Deal family.
Amen. We see that people are going into eternity. Really going into eternity. So pray for souls. Amen. Remember all of those who are on our prayer list as well. Amen. Sister Avery, remember her much in prayer. Just each one that's there. There's a need. There are needs for each one. All general requests. Amen. We all stand in need of the Lord at all times. After the hymn of meditation, we'll look to the Lord. And Brother Jackson will ask if he would take us to the throne of grace. If there's anyone with a special need, you can come, bow at an altar of prayer, or you can go to the prayer room, knowing that God is able to answer our prayers.
Shall we turn to 337 in the worship of the Lord, alone with God? 337. 337, alone with God. Thank you. talks about the storms of life. Prayer requests that we put in. Some people are going through some storms right now with their lives and death and illness. We know we can go to God in prayer. We take it to Him. We take it to Him.
When storms of life around me beat me, when rocks the path that I have drawn, within my closet door retreating, I love to be alone with God, alone with God, the world forbidden, alone with God, oh blessed retreat, alone with God, and in Him hidden, to hold with Him,
to hold with Him,
communion sweet. What though the clouds have gathered for me? What though I pass beneath the rod? God's perfect will there lies before me. When I am thus alone with God, alone with God, the world forbidden, alone with God, oh blessed retreat, alone with God, and in Him hidden, to hold with Him,
to hold with Him,
come you, young sweet.
Shall we do 3 and 4?
Did there I find new strength for duty, as o'er the sands of time I plod? I see the King in all His beauty, while resting there alone with God. And when I see the moment nearing, when I shall sleep beneath the star, when time with me is disappearing, I want to be alone with God, alone with God, the world forbidden, alone with God, oh blessed retreat, alone with God, and in Him hidden,
let us all look to the Lord.
Amen.
Father God, we humbly come before You, dear Heavenly Father, this day and thanking You, Lord, for the privilege and honor that You give us that we can come to a mighty God as Thee, dear Heavenly Father, and bring our prayer requests to Heaven and petitions before You. I ask, dear Heavenly Father, that You will remember each and every request that was made here today, and even those hearts that did not release them, dear Heavenly Father. You know them all, and Father God, I ask that You remember each and every one on the radio line, dear Heavenly Father, the phone, dear Heavenly Father. You don't have to be present here this day, dear Heavenly Father, to lift up a prayer unto You. They can do it just where they are, and also they can give their hearts unto Thee. For all those who do not know Thee in the pardon of their sin, this is Your day, Your moment, dear Heavenly Father. I ask that You would open up their hearts, Lord, that they may receive the truth, dear Heavenly Fathers, and listen to the scriptures when they are read and broken down for understanding. This is the day, dear Heavenly Father, that You have given us. It only takes one moment to say, yes, Lord, and let Thy Spirit enter into their lives and remember each and every one on the radio land. I understand, dear Heavenly Father, again, that this new technology that we have, dear Heavenly Father, that just reaches out to many, many different places with and broken down, dear Heavenly Father, in their language that they can hear and receive it, dear Heavenly Father, as it is spoken to them. So it's no excuse that they will not give their hearts to thee. I ask that you remember each and every one that do not know thee and a pardon of their sins. Father God, I ask that you remember all the prayer requests here. Remember dear brother Byron and his family, dear God, and I didn't hear him give a request, but this is presence being here, dear Heavenly Father. We all need something from thee this day. I ask that you remember dear sister Regina, dear Heavenly Father, and her prayer request that she, her family members in the apartment complex that she dwells in. Remember Sister Beverly Carroll, dear Heavenly Father, her prayer request, dear God, and her family. Remember her brother Frank, dear Heavenly Father, and we know how she longs to have him saved, dear God. Remember him that his heart may be right, that he get all the bitterness and unforgiveness out of his heart, that you can save him, Lord. He can be happy and joyous in this thy word and thy presence, walking each and every day as we all are growing older, dear Heavenly Father, and time does not wait on us. Only your patience and your great love that you have for us can answer any questions that we have, dear Heavenly Father, and give us the strength just to hold on and anchor into this wonderful salvation that you have for us. Father God, I want to thank all the children for being here. Thank you for letting them have and know you answer prayers on the behalf of all of us. Yeah. Been praying for these individuals, their children, and remember them that they continue to come and realizing that they're going to need directions in their life after they leave home, dear God. And you are the only answer, the only way that a person can be saved. Lord, I thank you for Brother Randall being here, dear Heavenly Father, and being able to give his testimony and studying the Sunday school class. It brings back a lot of memories, dear Heavenly Father, through him, and remember him and his walk with thee continually. Remember Sister Marietta Smith, dear Heavenly Father, and her heart's desire and prayer request for her family members, and not only them, but her walk, that she may close out right each and every one of us. That's our desire. We know we fight against the spirit, dear Heavenly Father, that we cannot see. We cannot defeat him on our own, but you can. You know all things, and through all things, dear Heavenly Father, you can carry us through. And we just thank you again for this wonderful salvation. I ask that you remember Sister Melita's prayer request, dear Heavenly Father, concerning her family. Thank you. She has another grandson, dear God, and remember her and her family, and remember Jasmine and Brandon, his house, and remember Joby in a special way in his walk with thee, dear God. Thank you again for her and the things that she does for the church and for her family, dear Heavenly Father. Help her never to take her eyes off the walk that she's to share with thee. God has not a respect of person, dear Heavenly Father, so help her to keep focused on that, dear Heavenly Father. And we wrestle against a deceiving, wicked spirit in Satan, dear Heavenly Father, who we can't see, but you can. And Lord, we just thank you for everything that you are doing for each and every one of us here. Remember all those on the prayer request, dear Heavenly Father, and the prayer list, and ask that you remember Mr. Dalton that's in our presence today, dear Heavenly Father. He didn't give a prayer request, but remember him, and remember Brother Reggie that came in, and the police officer on the parking lot. Remember the Belcher household that haven't been here, arrived yet. Remember them, and Brother Tony, Brother DeAndre, and Sister Maria and the Belton family, Liam and Tatum, dear Heavenly Father, and remember the child that she's carrying, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for everything that you've done for us, and ask that you remember the prayer request of put forth by Sister Millicent. I'm not forgetting her, dear Heavenly Father, and thank you, Lord, she continues to grow in grace with thee. Remember Sister Vivian Holmes and her prayer request, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for blessing her and being able to be tuned in, although she's of age now that she can't get out. Lord, like she would like to, but she still is in tune and can give you an amen. And thank you for everything that you've done for her and her family, dear Heavenly Father, what you're going to do. Remember her and her house. Oh, bless her, dear Heavenly Father. And I ask that you remember all those, Lord, remember me and my household and family members. Remember William, he told me that he would be tuned in today. He's on his way to Sacramento, California. Remember him. Remember my daughter Angela and Tina and Jada, and all my grandchildren, two or three great-grands, dear Heavenly Father. And just remember my family, in Christ's name I pray. Remember this neighborhood, dear Heavenly Father, and all that you do for him. It's a blessing. They don't realize this, dear God, that this light doesn't, this church shines a lot of light in this community around here. And we just continue to thank you for allowing us to be able to do that, dear God, and the strength that you give us. And they need this. Lord, this they don't know it, but they need to hear the truth. They need to come in and open the church doors, sit down and hear the word, dear Heavenly Father, the sweet songs of Zion, dear God, and just communicate and fellowship with us, dear God. And that's the only way that you're going to be able to get saved. The word says, and how can I hear if if you don't have a preacher, how can you hear? So, Lord, we ask that you allow them to come in and hear the preach word. Remember Sister Renee Jenkins, dear Heavenly Father. She pours out her whole, her soul for all these. She's all about, dear Heavenly Father, and love and what she can do for you more and more, dear Heavenly Father. And that draws our attention to her for prayer and fasting, laying down our bread and water, and to continue to come and support, dear Heavenly Father, in every way that we can. Thank you again for this service. We ask, dear Heavenly Father, that you would bless it and our going and coming, that each and every one of us here will receive our portion. And thank you, Lord. Thank you. We can't thank you enough. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. And I hope, dear Heavenly Father, I haven't forgotten anyone. And if I have, remember their prayer request, dear Heavenly Father. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. Thank the Lord for prayer. I'm before you to lift the morning offering. This is already the third Sunday of the month. The special offering for today is for a food pantry. And as we file by the plates, we may place that special offering in the center plate, and we may place our tithes and offerings on either side, plate to the left and the plate to the right. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Good to see you, brother. Amen. Thank the Lord. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. God is just blessing and blessing and blessing.
Amen.
Amen. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, dear Father, with thanksgiving in our hearts, Lord, because, dear Father, Lord, you have touched our lives, dear God. Lord, you've transformed us, dear Father. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for being transformed, dear God. Lord, for being, Lord, translated, dear God. Father, out of darkness, dear God, into the kingdom of your dear Son, Lord, we just thank you, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for the riches of your grace, dear Father. For, Lord, we know, dear Father, by it, dear God, we have been blessed, Lord. Father, we were poor, but we have been made rich, dear God. And, Lord, we're not talking about dollars, Lord, or change or cryptocurrency or
right.
stocks or bonds, Lord, but we know, Lord, that we are rich in spirit, dear God.
Yeah.
Because we know, dear Father, that we what we have, Lord, what you have granted to us, Lord, we know that money cannot buy. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the promise, dear God, Father, of life beyond this world, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be partakers of your divine nature, dear God. Lord, through the saving grace and the blood of your dear son. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, Father, because, Lord, today we are rich, dear God. It doesn't matter what's in our pocket, dear God, or our pocketbook, but, Lord, through you we are rich.
Amen.
Lord, you've made us kings and priests, dear God, unto thee, dear Father, and for that we say thank you.
Amen.
Lord, we pray, dear God, even, Lord, as we bring, Lord, our tithes and offerings into the storehouse.
Amen.
Father, even as you've instructed us to do in your word, we pray, Lord, that you would receive these, dear Father.
Yes.
For, Lord, we bring them, Lord, with glad hearts, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, because your word says you love a cheerful giver, dear God. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, Lord, that you would receive these offerings, Lord. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would use them according to your divine will. We pray, Lord, that you would give us wisdom, dear Father, for the disbursement, Lord. Show us, dear Father, what you would have us to do, Lord. Father, with the tithes and offerings, Lord, that are brought into your storehouse. We pray, dear God, that you would multiply them as only you can, dear God. Lord, you can make them go so much farther, Lord, than they would ever be able to go, dear Father, by our own devices. Even, Lord, as you multiplied the loaves and the fishes, dear Father, Lord, you're able, Lord, to multiply, Lord, that we bring into your storehouse. And so we pray, dear God, that you would use them according to your divine will, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would also use us, dear Father, according to your will, dear Father. For, Lord, we are your possession, dear Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would bless each gift and each giver, dear Father. And help each one, Lord, to be a blessing to some other soul, dear God, that they encounter, Lord. Some other soul, Lord, that you caused, Lord, to cross our pathway, dear Father. And truly, Lord, we're going to give you the glory and all the praise shall be thine. As we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
I am so glad that my Father in heaven tells of his love in the book he has given. Wonderful things in the Bible I see. This is the dearest that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. Though I'm going to get him and wander away, still Jesus loves me wherever I stray. Back to his dear loving arms I would flee when I remember that Jesus loved me. I am so glad that Jesus loved me. Jesus loved me. Jesus loved me. I am so glad that Jesus loved me. Jesus loved even me. Oh, if there's only one song I can sing, when in his beauty I see the great King, this shall my song in eternity be. Oh, what a wonder that Jesus loved me. Oh, I'm so glad that Jesus loved me. Jesus loved me. Jesus loved me. I am so glad that Jesus loved me. Jesus loved even me. I am so glad that my Father in heaven tells of his love in the book he has given. Wonderful things in the Bible I see. This is the dearest that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me.
He that loves even me, though I forget him and wander away, still Jesus loves me wherever I stray. Back to his dear loving arms I would flee when I remember that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me.
Amen.
Amen.
Shall we sit in prayer? Sister Carol and Brother Levester come before us. Remember them in prayer, please.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Being here this morning, seeing the beautiful faces here this morning, we're going to sing a song called Somebody Saved Me.
Amen.
And who saved us, Brother Jackson?
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Jesus saved
us.
Yes, we're going to pray for us. We've been practicing on this and just asking the Lord to open up our lungs and our voices to sing to his praise and his glory. If you know it, you can sing along with us.
Somebody
sought me when I was wandering out in the desert, all laden with sin. Somebody saw me and with compassion called to me gently, saying, come in. Somebody saved me when I was sinking. Somebody rescued my soul from the grave. Somebody folded me close to his bosom. Oh, it was Jesus, mighty to save. Somebody heard me when I was praying. Somebody answered me while passing by. Somebody told me, be not discouraged. Somebody gave me courage to try. Somebody saved me when I was sinking. Somebody rescued my soul from the grave. Somebody folded me close to his bosom. Oh, it was Jesus, mighty to save. Somebody helped me when I was tempted. Somebody showed me every step. help me when I was stumbling. Somebody gave me something within. Somebody saved me when I was sinking. Somebody rescued my soul from the grave. Somebody folded me close to his bosom. Oh, it was Jesus mighty to save. Somebody saved me when I was sinking. Somebody rescued my soul from the grave. Somebody folded me close to his bosom. Oh, it was Jesus mighty to save.
That's the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God.
The Lord.
Amen. Mighty to save.
Amen.
Thank somebody. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Amen. No one but Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Praise our God. Thank God.
Oh my God.
Oh, it was Jesus mighty to save.
Amen.
Thank God for his goodness. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Praise
Amen.
Our God.
Amen.
Oh, my.
Praise our God.
It was Jesus. It was Jesus. It was Jesus. Amen. Another psalm poet that says, if you'll be a friend of Jesus, there's not a friend like Jesus. Patient, tender, kind, and true. If you'll be a friend of Jesus, he will be a friend to you.
Amen.
Amen. But Jesus said, if you love me, keep my word, didn't he?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to hear. We're going to hear what that word is.
Amen.
Thank God. Thank God for.
Thank God.
Jesus, and thank God for his word.
Amen. Beautiful.
We talk about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. There is no other gospel.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we will not receive any other gospel but that which is from God.
Amen.
Amen. About our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So shall we stand and we'll have a word of prayer.
Amen.
Before the word is preached to us. Amen. Thank God for service thus far, but we know that we haven't yet heard from God through the Spirit of God and our pastor. So we're going to pray for her. We're going to pray for us. We're going to pray that God will give her power to preach the word, and we'll pray that God will open our hearts and give us power to receive and obey it. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for all that our hearts have heard, dear God, all that our hearts have felt, dear Father. Lord, even, Lord, as your Spirit, dear God, is speaking to the church, dear God, even now, Lord, preparing our heart to receive your word. Lord, breaking up our heart and making it fallow ground, Lord, that the good seed of your word may be planted in our hearts, Lord, and that it might grow and bring forth fruit unto righteousness. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would anoint Pastor Jenkins, dear God. Anoint her with power from on high to preach your word. Give her utterance, dear God, according to your spirit, dear Father. Lord, that she may preach, Lord, the word that you have put on her heart, dear God. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would open our hearts and our minds, Lord, to receive your word. Give us understanding, Lord, according to your spirit, dear Father. Lord, that we may take in all of your word. Lord, that we may receive it and that we may obey it, Lord. That we may receive it, Lord, as from thee, dear God, knowing, dear God, that you only send truth, Lord, to our hearts. And we pray, dear God, that you remember, Lord, every pair of ears, dear God, who hear this word, dear Father, whether it be in this building, Lord, or by on the telephone, Lord, or even on the computer system online. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, Lord, each heart to be able to receive your word, dear Father. And Lord, if there are those who are listening, Lord, who are not yet saved, Father, we pray, dear God, that your spirit would speak to those hearts, dear God. Lord, that they might be turned, dear God, from serving Satan, dear God, to serving thee. For we know, Lord, there are only two ways to go, dear Father. And Lord, if they're not living for you, dear God, then Lord, they are servants of sin, dear God. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, we beseech you, Lord, Father, in your mercy, Lord, that you would speak to them through your word, dear Father. And Lord, that they would surrender to you, Lord. For we know, Lord, it's not your will that any be lost, but that all should come to repentance. Lord, speak to hearts and minds, dear God. Lord, that they might turn and serve you. Lord, that they might love you enough, dear God, Lord, to obey your eternal word. Just have your way, Lord, and truly, dear God, we'll continue, dear Father, to give you the praise, honor, and glory. We say, Lord, take your liberty and have your way in our hearts. And Lord, we'll give you all glory and praise as we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. 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 Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Amen. Amen. Good afternoon. Giving glory, giving honor to God, we truly thank the Lord for being here today, your presence. Thank God. You know, for some, Brother Willis, you said he might not be here to make it, but you're here. Amen. Thank
Amen.
God for you, dear. Thank God that you're here. Brother Joseph, good to see you. Everybody with you, it's good to see you all. Thank the Lord for all the saints of God that are here. And as we said, we thank God and look out and see dear Brother Randall, Brother Wayne Randall, and we thank God for him and ask God's blessings continue to be upon all of us this day, because truly God has been good to us. And good to see Sister Kiva coming in, and thank the Lord for her.
Amen.
Truly God has blessed. I know it's a little warm in here, saints, so I know I probably will be sweating a little bit, but I'm sweating the Lord, amen. So thank the Lord for his goodness to us, amen. I trust you have your Bibles with you this afternoon. We turn to 2 Corinthians. I say to the young people, get your Bibles out and to write down these scriptures. The word of God is for you as well as it is for those of us who are older.
Amen.
The Bible tells us to remember thy creator in the days of thy youth. And we're seeing some things happening right now in our world that are affecting our young people. We want our young people to know about God also. Because there's some things you don't have to go through if you know Almighty God. And be spared from those things. So we thank the Lord for his word. Amen.
Right.
This morning we read 2 Corinthians 5, verse 1 through 7. We would like to go back to 2 Corinthians 5 to get our scripture reading out of verse 7. We know that we've been going through this series for a few Sundays, but thank God he has brought us this far by faith, and we thank the Lord for his word. Amen. Lord bless. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to continue sharing some thoughts with you on the subject, standing firm in the faith. Standing firm in the faith. As the Holy Spirit has given to us throughout this message, our Christian race is a spiritual battle against a ferocious, unyielding enemy called the devil. You see, saints of God, this is very important for all of us. This is why we have to strengthen our walk with Almighty God. We are told in 1 Peter 5, verse 9, or verse 8, excuse me, these words, that we need to be sober and that we need to be vigilant. You see, Peter, in this passage of Scripture, he was letting us know that we needed to be serious about the devil's reality. You see, the devil is not our friend, but he is our foe. In case there is any confusion in anyone's mind this afternoon, the devil is real. He is still the same old devil that he always was. The devil is the one that's working against us every day of our lives. He uses the world. He's using our flesh, personal illnesses. He's using the trials and tribulations of life to try and to discourage us in our walk with the Lord. But as we strengthen our walk with Almighty God, we strengthen it through prayer. We strengthen it through daily meditation. We strengthen it through reading of God's eternal word. And we also strengthen it through fellowship one with another. When we come in fellowship with our brothers and sisters in the Lord, we gain strength in the things of Almighty God. We're told in another passage of Scripture, it said, iron sharpens iron. And so that means there's someone in the congregation that may have a little bit more than what you have. And how they're standing in the Lord and making sharpen you, that keep you sharp in the things of God. And then you may be able to sharpen another saint and give them words of encouragement in order for them to run on this race that God has set before us. So when we come together as saints of God and fellowship one with another, we are strengthening each other. And then we can see our victory, our pathway to victory over the devil and all of his imps over our soul. You see, the Bible teaches us that the enemy of our souls will war against us as long as we are living in this life. It don't matter whether you are 40 years old. It doesn't matter whether you are 15, 16, or you're 80 or 90 years old. The devil is going to war against you as long as you live upon this earth. Oh, saints of God. We've got to grow spiritually in the things of Almighty God. And when we meditate daily with the Lord, we'll see how important it is we get in tune with God. It's important for us to be able to differentiate between the world's commercialized meditation and what spiritual meditation in God is all about. You see, when we meditate spiritually, it helps us to reinforce the truth of God's eternal word. Turn with me to the 119th division of Psalms and look at what the psalmist has to say here in this verse of Scripture. And I trust one day, saints of God, you might be able to go through, because I know this is the longest psalm that there is, and just read what the psalmist has to say throughout this psalm. But let us look at verse 11 of the 119th division of Psalms and look at what he says there. He said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." See, when you hide God's word in your heart, when you're meditating upon it, you're hiding God's word in your heart that you might not sin against Almighty God. Oh, he was letting us know he's tucked God's word away. Have we tucked God's word away? Do we have it deep down in our heart so that we remember it? We're living by it, and it's kept, and it keeps us from sinning against Almighty God. Oh, when we meditate on God's word, it brings us as believers into a closer relationship, a closer fellowship with Almighty God. It allows us to draw closer and closer to God. It helps us to be able to walk consciously with the Lord and know that what we are doing is according to the word of God. How many have found that to be so? Oh, we are aware of what God hates. We're aware of what's against Almighty God, and we'll do everything in our walk to avoid that. Oh, I found that to be so. And you know, with our closer walk with Almighty God, we begin to get a greater understanding of what the will of the Lord is for our lives. Have you found that to be so, saints of God? Oh, listen what the psalmist has to say as he goes through in verse 97 of this same scripture reading. He says these words. He said, oh, how love I thy law. Do we love the word? Do we love God's word? Because see, when we love God's word, we'll be standing firm in our faith on God's word. He said, oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all day. Oh, are we meditating on the things of God all day long? You might say to me, well, Sister Renee, I work. Oh, but you still can meditate on God. You can sit on your job and meditate because you can have God in your mind and in your presence because the enemy is present on our job as well as he is in the street. He's everywhere at all times. And then the psalmist said there in the 148th verse, he said, my eyes prevent the night watches that I might meditate in thy word. Oh, David loved to be in meditation with the Lord in times of trouble and distress. He would lie awake. That's what he was saying here. He would lie awake through the night thinking about God, listening to God's eternal word. Turn to the 63rd division of Psalms and look at what he says there in verse 6 of that scripture. Praise our God. He says there in verse 6, he said, when I remember thee upon my bed, oh, saints of God, there are times when we go in to lay down at night. Do we remember God upon our bed? Are we holding God firmly upon our bed? We were there meditating with the Lord. He said, when I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watch. There are times when you lie down at night, you can be meditating upon the things of the Lord. The Lord, there's scripture running through your mind. There may be a song of thine that's running through your mind. That's how you meditate upon the Lord in the night watch. Then he says in the 77th division of Psalm verse 12, he said, I will meditate also of all thy works. He said, and talk of thy doings. You see, when you're inwardly meditating upon God, you'll be able to go out and share the good news with someone else. You'll be able to tell them what God has done for you. You'll be able to say what God has delivered you from and that God is still doing a work in you. How many have found that to be so? Praise our God. And then in the 143rd division of Psalms, look at what he says there in verse 5. He said, I remember the days of old. He said, I meditate on all thy works. Now, David wasn't saying that I step back into those old days and I'm glorying in them. That's not what he's saying. He said he remembers those days. He remembered what God brought him out of. He remembered what God brought him through. How many can remember what God has done for you? Oh, when God found us, where were we? We were lost in sin and we were destined for hell. But I can remember the days of old. I can remember when I didn't serve God and I remember the day he spoke peace to my soul. Can you remember that day? And then David went on to say, I meditate on all thy works. I muse. Oh, he said, I think on the work of thy hands. Are you deeply thinking on what God has brought you through? Are you showing others that I'm standing firm in my faith because I love the Lord with all my heart, mind, and soul? I know God is bringing me through. I know God is able to do a work in me. I've been through the fire. I've been down many times. I've come through a lot of things. Can you say that God has brought you through each and every one of those things? Because I know God has brought me through. I know God has been there for me because he said he would be with us. What are you saying, Sister Renee? Look at what he tells us in Isaiah. Oh, he says there in Isaiah 43, he said, when thou passest, he said, through the waters, I will be there. Have you found that to be so, saints of God? He said, through the rivers. And he's talking about, he may have been saying it literally here, but he's talking in the spiritual right now to you and I. Have you been through the rivers of life? Have you been through some trials that have touched your faith? Have you been through some things that have caused you to drop down on your knees and cry out, Heavenly Father, I stand in need. I need you right now to rescue me from this situation. Oh, I've been there, saints of God. Have you been there with the Lord lately? He went on to say, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Oh, we're living in a time right now, saints of God. Oh, the fire is on every hand. Things are happening all around us, but God has preserved us. God has kept us. God is beside us. He's with us. As brother said, he's behind us and he's before us. Do you believe that, saints of God? Praise our God. He said, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Praise the Lord our God. You see, when Joshua, in Joshua the first chapter, assumed the role of leadership over Israel, after the death of Moses, God gave him some instructions. And you Bible students know this story quite well. Because Moses couldn't go over into the promised land. We're studying it right now about the children of Israel. I don't believe we got through the part where Moses is not able to go over. But when Joshua assumed the role of leadership over Israel after the death of Moses, God gave him this instruction in Joshua 1 verse 8. He said these words. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. He said, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Oh, saints of God, how about you and I? How about the words of this Bible? Oh, have we got to that point there? That the book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. See, that we can be obedient when we meditate on God's word. When we've got God's word in us, that means we are going to be obedient to what thus saith the Lord. Amen? Amen. He went on to say here that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. You know, people are walking around all the time. Well, I want to be successful. I want to be prosperous. But look at what God said will make his way prosperous. If he meditated therein day and night and that the word of God did not depart out of his mouth. Oh, my, saints of God. Meditation wasn't just only in the Old Testament. God wasn't only talking to those of old. Oh, but he was telling you and I the same thing. Turn with me to Philippians, the fourth chapter in verse 8. You may say to me, Sister Renee, how does meditation keep me standing firm? When you meditate on God's word, you're able to stand. You're able to stand against what the devil is going to bring up against you. Every day of our lives, yes, we are going through something. The enemy is trying us, saints of God. Oh, but we've got to be able to stand firm in our faith. We can't waver. We can't allow the little trials and tests of life to get us to want to turn on Almighty God. We can't get into a situation and say, well, you know, I don't see God working it out for me, so I'm going to go back. No. He said, we shared with the children downstairs this morning, the young people. We shared with them in the word of God. Jesus said, he that set up his hand to the plow and looketh back, he's not fit for the kingdom of God. And what was Jesus saying there? He was letting them know that if you say, I'm going on for Almighty God, and then you get out there, and then someone in the world, the devil be showing you some things, and you began to look back at sin. You began to look back. Well, when I was out there in sin, see, this is what the children of Israel did. When we were in Egypt, we had this. And when we were there, we had, but they forgot about all that God had done for them, all that God had brought them through, how God had labored for them, and how God had given them water and manna from above. Oh, saints of God, we don't want to think about, forget what God has done for us. If we go through a little trial or a little tribulation, we don't want to look back and say, well, you know, when I was out there in sin, I didn't have a care in the world. You just didn't know you didn't have one. Because he said the way of a transgressor is hard. And when we were out there in the world, I don't believe anything that we were doing out there in the world was prosperous. I know one thing. It would have sent us to hell if we didn't get our lives right with Almighty God. Amen. I thank the Lord that I didn't die in my sins. I thank the Lord that he blessed me and he saved me. Amen. Praise our God. Praise our God. Because he let us know we were dead in trespasses and sins. That's how God found us, saints. He has you quickened. He were dead in trespasses and sin. That's where we were. We weren't walking around as some say they walk around like they think they have a halo on. No, we were out there in sin. And if God would have took our lives or allowed us to die in our sins, in hell, Jesus said, is where you will lift up your eyes. Oh, but look at what meditation in the New Testament is. Look at what he says there in verse 8. He said, finally, brother. This is Paul speaking to the brother. He said, whatsoever things are true. And he's speaking to you and I, saints of God. He said, whatsoever things are true. He said, whatsoever things are honest. Whatsoever things are just. See, these are all the attributes of Almighty God. Our God is true. Our God is honest. Our God is just. He said, whatsoever things are pure. He said, whatsoever things are lovely. Whatsoever things are of good report. He said, that if there be any virtue. He said, and if there be any praise. Oh, thank the Lord. He said, think on these things. Oh, that's what we ought to be thinking on, saints of God. We ought not to be thinking on what the world wants us to think on. We should have purity in our thoughts. We should have joy in our thoughts. We should have, when we think about the goodness of Almighty God, we should be able to tell others about the goodness of, even if we're in the midst of a trial, we should be able to say, God is good. Oh, God is bringing me through. Praise our God. You hear folks, they complain when it's raining. You hear folks complain when it's snowing. You hear folks complain when the sun is shining. You hear them complain when it's ice. And no one, you don't hear hardly anyone say, well, thank the Lord. Except Brother Tony comes in, thank the Lord for this beautiful day God has made, whether it's raining or not. Because saints, if it's not raining, it's drought. And if there's drought, that means we don't have no harvest. We don't have no food. So thank God that he sends the rain. Thank God he sends the cold. Thank God he sends the heat. Thank God for all of it. Well, because this is the day he's made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Praise our God. Brother Levesa reminds us that it takes time to be holy. That is why we cannot, as believers, glance at God's eternal word and then look away quickly and think that we've spent ample time or quality time with the Lord. You see, our Christian life here on earth is a spiritual warfare. We've been talking about that. Thank God for our dear brother Byron on Wednesday night, how he broke down the purpose. And I know Brother probably had a whole lot more. There was more and more. He could be going on and on and on, but the Lord stopped him where he did. And thank the Lord for what he gave. Because if the Lord allows us in May to come together or for our Bible week, I'm for sure Brother Maurice will have some more on the armor. There's plenty in this word of God about the armor. We never stop talking about the armor. Because we've got to have it on if we're going to be able to fight in this spiritual warfare that we are in. We must have on the proper armor to be able to withstand. You see, that word withstand means to be able to endure, to be able to survive what's going on right now in our world, saints of God, to be able to resist the enemy of our soul, to be able to bear some things that are happening, saints of God. Because, oh, we're not walking around here on a bed of roses in this walk, but there are things that are going to happen, saints of God, that are out of our control. We have to be able to weather some things that are happening, be able to tolerate when someone says something to us, or be able to tolerate when we don't like what's going on. That's what we have to be able to do, saints of God. When he said we should be able to withstand, we've got to be able to hold out for the Lord. I'm holding out all the way to the end. Live or die, I am the Lord. We got to settle it like that. We withstand in these evil days. And as soldiers in the army of the Lord, if you and I intend to win this battle, we've got to be firmly and fully engaged in the things of Almighty God. I believe that many who come to Christ are victims of the mistaken notion that salvation marks the end of temptations and trials. No, it doesn't. You're going to be tempted and tried all the way until you die out of this life. My, my, my. Our conversion was only the beginning of great spiritual trials and temptations. How many know what I'm talking about? When you got saved, you see, the enemy of our soul, he didn't like it. The enemy of our soul, he was bruised because he didn't like. And that's what Jesus said he would do. He would bruise him. Amen? And so he bruised his heel. He came here, the enemy, he didn't like the idea that you gave your life to Almighty God. Because when the enemy had you out there in the world, he had you doing everything he had you doing. Some of us were engaged in one thing, or some of us were engaged in another thing, and all of it was sin. And it was not to the glory and honor of God. Oh, and then when we gave our lives to God, oh, the enemy got upset. Why? Because he can no longer come to that doorstop, and he can no longer bring in all that stuff he was bringing to you, whether it was dope, cigarettes, drinking, smoking. It was doing things that you ought not to be, lying, cheating, stealing. The enemy did not like it. Praise our God. And we are told these words in 2 Timothy 3, verse 12. He said, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall, meaning it's guaranteed that we are going to suffer persecution. Peter said in 1 Peter 4, verse 12, he said, beloved, he said, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you. Oh, don't think it's strange when you go on your job and they don't like you. When you go on your job and they try you every turn. When you go on your job and you're trying to do the best you can. You may have been a new manager on your job, and you're doing everything you can. You're dotting every I and crossing every T to make sure your station and everything you're doing is running well. And then you got someone in there that's challenging you. Oh, don't think it's strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. Others have been down that road too. Amen? Praise our God. All of us are going to go through something. Jesus in John 15, verse 20 said these words. He said, remember the words. Praise our God. I think I got to the wrong scripture here. John 15. He said, remember the word that I said unto you. This is Jesus speaking here. Remember the word that I said unto you. The servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, and this is what Jesus is saying. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. Thanks. We're going to go through something. Praise our God. Also in John 16:33, Jesus said these words. He said, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. He said, in the world you should have tribulation. Oh, get used to it. It's coming. Amen. Oh, saints of God, these scriptures let us know that persecution, the trials of life, and temptations are inevitable. Oh, they're going to happen, saints of God. Let us remember this, that before our conversion, the devil had full sway with our lives. He was in control of everything that we were doing. Some of us said, no, the devil didn't control. Yes, the devil did control us when we were in the world. Satan had us doing things his way. And he did not have to put up a fight with us to do it. Because we were out there doing it. Amen? Oh, yeah. He didn't have to put up a fight with tell us to do some things that were wrong. Oh, we eagerly went out there and did it. But when we stepped out on the Lord's side, praise God, conflict became a major issue. Because we must now fight against our own fleshly ways. Oh, my. We've got to learn how to walk in a new life, which is transformed by the Spirit of Almighty God. You see, the arms of flesh will fail us. But Jesus said in Mark 14, verse 38, these words, the Spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. You see, now that we are saved, we have a new life, which is in Christ Jesus. Paul said these words in Romans 8. He reminds us of our spiritual life. You see, throughout this scripture text, Paul speaks about the differences between spiritual life and the life in the flesh. Praise our God. You see, if we fail to crucify our flesh, we will not be able to stand firm in our faith with Almighty God. We will find ourselves sinning against God. We will find ourselves coming in and say, oops, I didn't mean it. Oops, I sinned this week. Oops, I can't help this. Oh, but God wants us to get past those oops, and he wants us to stand firm in our faith. Look at what Paul said there in verse 8 of Romans, the 8th chapter. He lets us know these words. He says, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please praise God. See, you see, if you keep operating in the flesh, you cannot please God. He said, but ye are not in the flesh when you come to Jesus Christ and you're in that new life with him. Because remember, he said in another passage of scripture, he said, you are new creatures in Christ Jesus. Now that we are new creatures in Christ Jesus, Paul is saying here, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. See, when the spirit of God is dwelling in you, he will guide you in the all truth. He'll tell you which way you ought to go. He'll say to you, don't do this. He'll say, don't turn this way, but turn this way. He'll say, go to the right. He'll tell you when to go to the left. Oh, Sister Renee, what do you mean? That's what Isaiah prophesied in Isaiah, the 30th chapter, when he said in verse 21, he said, and thy ear shall hear a word behind thee. But see, your ear can't hear the word and can't hear the Spirit of God if you've got sin in your life, because sin will separate from Almighty God. But when you have the Spirit of God dwelling in you and no sin is in your life, Isaiah says there in that verse, in chapter 30, verse 21, and thine ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. How many have found that to be so? When you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left, praise our God. He is able. Thanks of God. He gave us the Spirit. The Holy Ghost was a gift to you and I. That's what Jesus said in the Word of God. He gave us the gift of the Holy Spirit so that he would guide us into all truth. Turn for a moment to John 16 and look at what he says there in the Word. He started there in verse 7 of that scripture reading, and we thank God for how he's left his word on record. Thank God we can get into the word, saints, and eat all that God has for us to eat. Excuse me. And that we can be able to live this life that God has set before us. He went on to say there in verse 7, he said, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. Jesus said, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. You think about it. He said, the Comforter in our natural lives, saints of God. Living here in Ohio, many of us have what? Comforters, right? In the wintertime. And what does that Comforter do? You get up underneath and snuggle up underneath it, right? And it comforts you. That's what the Comforter of God will do for us, saints. When we get up under the wings of Almighty God and we allow the Comforter to work in our lives, he will take us and guide us into all truth. He said, the Comforter will not come unto you, but if I depart, I will send him unto you. He said, then he went on to say, and when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. He said, of sin because they believe not on me, of righteousness because I go to my Father and ye see me no more. He said, of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. He said, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Praise our God. He went on to say, how be it when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Have you found that to be so? For he shall not speak of himself. See, he didn't come with a separate agenda. He came with the same agenda that God sent Jesus here for, to save souls. Jesus was our salvation. And now that Jesus has gone back, the Comforter is here. He will guide us into all truth. For he will not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. I found that to be so. Amen. Praise our God. Oh, saints of God, it's important for us to understand that if we are going to stand firm in our faith, there are going to have to be some drastic changes from that old life that we used to live to the new life that we now live in Christ Jesus. And I thank God, our dear sister, she brought to us one Wednesday night about thoughts, because it starts with the mind. Our mind has to change. The mindset that we were in when we lived in sin has to change now that we are living for Almighty God. The mind is a very important thing. You've heard that in commercial many times. The Bible is clear in its teaching that how a man thinketh determines what manner of man he really is. We're told in Proverbs 23, verse 7, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Whatsoever we focus on, or whatsoever we focus our minds on, it is what we will produce in this life. I believe we all have heard the saying. Maybe our younger people haven't heard it. Garbage in, garbage out. Oh, they used to tell us that years ago. Amen? If we think evil thoughts, we're going to produce evil actions.
That's right.
If we think godly thoughts, then we're going to produce godly actions. That is why the word of God is so clear when it speaks about the change that is needed in the mind. Notice Romans 12, verse 2 says these words. He said, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And in Philippians 2, verse 5, it said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. The Spirit of God is able to produce changes in the mind that will result in changes in our everyday life. Turn back with me to Romans, but turn to the 6th chapter and look at what it says there. See, that's why that old man has to go. You can't continue to try to hold up that old man. Can't continue to try to comfort that old man. You got to get rid of that old man. So you can live for Jesus Christ, because the old man has nothing good for you. This is what Paul says here in Romans 6:6. He said, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed. See, that's why you can't walk around and say, I'm just a sinning Christian. No, the body of sin, when you are a new child in God, the body of that sin has to be destroyed. And henceforth, we should not serve sin. You see, people walk around, well, you know, Sister Renee, we're under grace. Yeah, we're under grace, but grace doesn't give us. Go up to verse 1 of this scripture text and look at what it says. I want you to go back to chapter 5, verse 20, and look at what it says there. It says in verse 20, it says, moreover of the law. This is Romans chapter 5. He said, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abound, grace did much more abound. That as sin has reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Then chapter 6 says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. God doesn't want us out there, I'm a sinning Christian. I'm sinning. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. No, that's not according to God's word. Then he went on to say, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Then he said, know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death. Therefore, we are buried with him. That's why baptism is not something that we just do and have a party with. Baptism is an affirmation saying to the world that I have died to that old life and I've risen now in Christ Jesus. I am now living a new life in Almighty God. You know, the world will have services where we're baptizing folks today. Just come on in so we can baptize you. It is not a baptism party, but it's about a soul that has made a decision, a soul that has said, I am now living for God, and I've died to that old man, and I'm saying to this old world, I've risen to Christ Jesus into a new life. Oh, praise our God, never to go back that way again. Praise our God. He said, therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Oh, when you're baptized, you come up, you're going to walk in newness of life. You've already been walking in it prior to getting baptized, because you got to have your sins forgiven. Amen? Then when you're baptized, you're telling the world, I died to that old man. He said, for if we have been, I'm in verse 5, if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Then he said, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin. Praise. When you buried that old man, he died. Now you're free from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Praise God. Knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dieth no more. See, I didn't want us to come 1 week and I'm saved. Next week I'm sinning and I've got to die and do my first works again. No. He wants us to settle it once and for all. Live or die. I am the Lord's. You know, the world will have you running around chasing rainbows, telling you, oh, well, it's okay. God knows you can't help it. Yeah, he does. Yes, he does. God has set forth in his word how God wants us to live. And if we are going to stand firm in our faith, as saints of God, we've got to stand firm right now. We are in some troubling times. Oh, have you looked at the news lately? Have you heard? I know a lot of people tell me, I stopped watching the news because it's just so bad. Have you heard about what's going on? I know someone shared with us this morning. They said, I think it was Sister Millicent, and I believe Sister Smith said to me something too. Several people were shot. I think it was last night or maybe early in the wee hours of the morning. People haven't gotten it in their mind that staying out at 2 o'clock in the morning at these clubs, you ought to be dead. And these folks are dying in their sin. And then you say, well, Sister Renee, are you dead? No, because if you were in church, you wouldn't be out there in a club. Right. Amen?
Amen?
Praise are you. You can't serve God and mammon. You can't serve God and the world. Either you're living for the Lord or you're living for the devil. You got to make up your mind. Praise our God. God is looking for righteous and holy people. He's looking for people who have settled it. He's looking for people who are living for him each and every day of the world. He is looking for people who have settled the word of God in their heart that they might not sin against him, that we have settled it, that I'm living for Almighty God. I'm going on. I'm going to endure through all these things that are happening in this life. I'm not going to allow this little thing over here to happen to cause me to get off course with God. I'm not going to allow my furnace when it goes out to get all upset and say, well, why did this happen to me? I served up, or I'm not going to allow cancer, or I'm not going to allow a heart attack or stroke or whatever to get me from serving Almighty God. But I've settled it. Live or die, I am the Lord. I've settled it. As he said in the word, there's nothing in this world that's going to turn me from Almighty God, because I'm persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor death nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is Christ Jesus our Lord. That's how we have to settle it, saints. Praise our God. Are we there yet? Praise our God. We're going to stand firm. We got to settle it. I'm going to live for the Lord. I don't care what the devil throws at me. By the grace of God, I'm going on. By the grace of God, I'm going to do all that I need to do. Oh, I know I'm going to have some fiery trials. I know some things are going to come up against me. I know I'm living in a sin-cursed world. Oh, but I don't have to be of it. I can be it, but I don't have to be of this world. I can turn from the world and all of its follies and turn my eyes onto Jesus and have my eyes focused on the things of Almighty God. Oh, the devil will have you doing a lot of things if you stay out there in the world. Amen? Praise our God. Praise our God. He went on to say there in verse 10, for in that he died unto sin once. See, that's what he wants us to do, die once. Mm-hmm. Keep coming back and I got to redo it over. No, die to sin and leave sin where it is, in the world with the devil. He said, but in that he liveth unto God. He went on to say, likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And then look at what he said. He said here, let not sin therefore reign, he said, in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. And I know this is not what's being taught today. I know people are taught, oh, sin, you must sin, you can't help sin, it's okay. No, that's not what the Bible is saying. Then he went on to tell us, neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. That means our eyes too That's a member of your body. Mm-hmm. Don't be looking on something that's sin. Don't yield your instruments of your members, which is your eyes and your ears and your feet and your hands and all that of unrighteousness unto sin. But yield yourself unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Now, whatsoever we do right now, we do to the glory and honor of God. He said, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then shall we sin because we are under the law, but under, not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Oh, he said it again. He went on to say, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are, to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Praise our God. Oh, saints of God, this scripture is full of good information for us. Oh, when somebody comes to you and say, well, you can't live holy. Go over there and pull out Romans 6 and let them read what it says. Don't yield your instruments of your members as instruments of unrighteousness. Oh, we do all things to the glory of God. Then he went on to say, but God, in verse 17, but God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart. Praise our God. Amen. That's where it all starts, is in the heart. You have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye become the servants of righteousness. Have you found that to be so? Amen. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members service to uncleanness and to iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to the righteousness unto holiness. That's what he's telling us to do now. That old life. You yielded your members and everything to unrighteousness. But now that you're saved, yield your members to the righteousness unto holiness. He said, when you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is what? Death. Oh, that's something to think about. That's spiritual death. Think about that. For the end of those things out there in the world, he said, the end of those things is death. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end, everlasting life. Praise God. Don't be ashamed of God. Don't be ashamed to tell someone, I have fruit unto holiness. And the end is everlasting life for me. Praise God. Amen. Then he went on to say, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Praise our God. Amen. Praise our God. I know our world promotes sin. However, sin will bar you out of the kingdom of God. There's a hymnal we sing. We haven't sang it lately, but that's all right. We've sang it before. And it says sin can never enter there. It said heaven is a holy place filled with glory and with grace. Sin can never enter there. All within its gates are pure, from defilement kept secure. He said sin can never enter there. If you hope to dwell at last, when your life on earth is past, in that home so bright and fair, you must here be cleansed from sin, have the life of Christ within. Sin can never enter there. You may live in sin below. Heaven's grace refuse to know, but you cannot enter there. It will stop you at the door, bar you out forevermore. Sin can never enter there. How much truth is in this song. If you cling to sin till death, when you draw your latest breath, you will sink in dark despair to the regions of the lost, thus to prove at awful cost, sin can never enter there. And then the refrain says, sin can never enter there. Sin can never enter there. So if at the judgment bar, sinful spots your soul shall mar, you can never enter there. My, to the lost this afternoon. None of us know when Jesus is coming back. The only one that knows is when the Father. Oh, it behooves each and every one of us. Those of us that are saved to make our peace calling and election sure. Those who are not saved, it behooves you, and the Holy Spirit is wooing you and speaking to your heart. It behooves you to come to Almighty God and make a decision to learn to live for Almighty God, because you do not know when he's coming back. But as the song, as the hymnal says, he said, if you cling to sin till death, when you draw your latest breath, you will sink in dark despair to the regions of the lost, thus to prove at awful cost. Because, see, sin will never enter into the kingdom of God. Don't let anybody tell you after death you can get your life right. No, you got to get it right now with Almighty God. Right now is the time. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day for you to seek the Lord. Today is the day for you to come to God. When you hear the Spirit of the Lord wooing you and the Spirit of the Lord speaking to your heart and the Spirit of the Lord saying to you that you need to change your life, the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you that you need to come to me. Jesus said when he opened up the invitation to all mankind, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Oh, the rest we need is in Jesus Christ. The rest you need is not in this old world. This world can't give you rest because this old world is in a turmoil right now. There's no peace. There's no safety in the world, but there is in Jesus Christ. And I found it to be so. Our world, the answer today for our world and all the trouble. You hear people right now, well, what is the answer to all the trouble? Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. Mankind needs to come to Jesus Christ. Oh, our president and all of them, they can make all the laws they want. They can try to legislate this and try to act like that or all these things they're doing. The only one that is able is God Almighty. He will draw you through the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that you may be saved. That's the only remedy for our world today. I don't care how many security forces. I don't care whether it's the FBI, CIA, or whoever it is, police department, whatever. Our security is in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And if you're outside of the will of God, then if Jesus calls you home, where will you spend eternity?
Amen.
It won't be in heaven.
Amen.
It will be in hell. And I know many don't like to say these words. Many don't like to hear these kind of messages. But it's the truth we need to hear today. We need to know that there is a heaven. We need to know that there is a hell. My Bible tells me that heaven is prepared for those who have changed their lives, who have believed on Jesus Christ. That's eternal life. When Jesus said in the word in John the 14th chapter, he said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, if you believe in God, he said, believe also in me. He said, for in my Father's house, he said, there are many mansions. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And that is for those of us who have settled it, that I am living for Jesus Christ. I have made a confession. I am serving Almighty God. But for those who do not want to serve Jesus, look at what the word says in Isaiah the 5th chapter. Oh, many will say, oh, there's no such thing as hell. But let me tell you something. Those are the same ones that say there's no such thing as the devil. Yeah, the devil is real. And God believed he was real, and so did Jesus. And look at what it says here in Isaiah 5 verse 14. He said, therefore hell has enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure, and their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he that rejoiceth shall descend into it. There's nowhere in the Bible that says heaven has enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure. No, because we are told few there be that find it.
Amen.
And God is calling you. Don't turn away from the Spirit of God. Don't go away and say, well, I have another day. I'm too young to serve the Lord. No one's too young to serve God.
Amen.
Especially when he told us in the word of God, in Ecclesiastes, that 12th chapter and verse 1, he said, remember thy creator in the days of thy youth. He said, when before the evil days come nigh, I'm trying to get it here. If someone gets it, you can read it out. You have it, Sister Blake. Oh, remember him. We got to remember Almighty God when we're young, not when we're old and we cannot hardly get around. He said, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. God wants you when your mind is sharp. God wants you when you are vibrant, when you're able to work for the Lord. That's when God wants you, because God can use you to God's glory and God's honor. He still can use old folks too. Amen? Praise God. He can still use us, but he wants you to come in your youth before you get all that baggage, before all the sins of this world and all these things that the devil is throwing at our young people today. And the devil is trying to convince them, it's okay if you do this. It's okay if you do that. Oh, we've spoken about it many times before, how many of our young people, and we hear it often, all the time. I know in our family earlier in this year, in January, someone in our family committed suicide. Oh, they thought it was a way out. It's not a way out.
Amen.
That's the enemy speaking to you. But the right way is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The right way is to come to Jesus. So that when the enemy comes and brings those thoughts in your mind, you can say, Lord, rebuke the enemy in the name of Jesus. You submit yourself to God, and God will carry you through. I found that to be so. I found that God can carry you through all the things of life. No, I have not had cancer. I thank the Lord. But there are those in this congregation who have had cancer. There are those in this congregation who God brought them through. Oh, brother, if you don't mind. Oh, I can remember when brother was home during going through his cancer. And I can remember, oh, we would hear him. He'd be on the phone. And, oh, he would encourage us. But then we would hear him say, oh, now I got a mass on the brain. Oh, I can't see out of my one eye. Oh, I can remember as saints of God. Oh, and it just seemed like the enemy was trying to pile it on. Oh, but brother stood firm in his faith. Brother still loved the Lord. Brother didn't give up on Almighty God. When brother came back, he could give a testimony of what God brought him through. He can give a testimony and say, through it all, I learned to trust in Jesus. Through it all, I learned to trust in God. And I'm standing strong this day in my faith. I'm standing on the rock of my salvation. How many can say that this afternoon when you go through something? I'm still standing on the rock of my salvation. I'm not going to let anything deter me. I'm not going to allow these things to move me to the left or move me to the right. But I'm going to stay in the straight and narrow way, and all be to the glory and honor of God. Praise our God. Well, we got to be able to say as saints of God, we don't know what we're going to go through. We don't know what's going to happen to us. But right now, oh, and if it does happen, we still can praise God. We can still praise God for what God has done. Oh, we've shared it before when sister came in. Her eyes were bloodshot red. Oh, she still praised the Lord. We could see the enemy was trying, but sister still praised the Lord. She pressed on for Almighty God. Oh, there were times when I came in, I remember having my headaches. Oh, and they were coming. And the saints would pray, and I would be able to preach the message. But then they would come right back. And I thought, well, Lord, is this my thorn in the flesh? Is this the way you're going to keep me humble? See, I got before Almighty God. I wanted to know what it was. But I found out it was something that I was eating that was not coming in line with me. And I haven't eaten it since that day. And God has brought me through. Saints of God, I tell you, when those headaches would come, Oh, it felt like I had so much pressure in my head, but I still knew who my maker was. I still knew I served Almighty God, and I knew my God was able, but I had to humbly submit myself to God's will. How many know what I'm talking about? Submit to Almighty God, and God will bring you through. Praise our God. Then you can testify to someone else what the Lord has done for you. Amen. Praise our God. He's able. He's able. Oh, God will carry us through everything, saints of God. Oh, all we have to do is trust him and be true and see what he will do. He'll never disappoint your soul. When you've done your best, let Jesus do the rest. But keep your eye on the goal. Keep your eye on heaven. Keep your eye on that. Don't allow the devil to come in and to blur your thoughts or to fog your mind up with a whole bunch of other things. But why is this? Oh, but why? No, just keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your eyes on Jesus. He'll bring you through. Amen? Praise our God. Oh, praise our God, saints of God. Paul in First Timothy, he instructed Timothy of these words. He said there in 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter, in verse 12, he said, fight the good fight of faith. Yeah. Praise our God.
Yeah.
Oh, saints of God, you and I have got to fight the good fight of faith. He told him to lay hold on to eternal salvation. Have we done that, saints of God? Oh, I know some will say, oh, sister, that's for you. No, it's for all of us. We got to fight the good fight of faith. We got to lay hold on to eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. We've gotten up and testified that I'm a child of God. We've gotten up and testified that, oh, through it all, I've learned to trust Jesus. I've been through many things, and God has brought me through. Let us continue to fight this good fight of faith. Oh, when we fight it, we got to have on the armor of God.
Amen.
In order to keep us from wavering. The armor of God will give us courage, saints of God, not to stumble, but it'll give us courage to stand firm in our faith. You see, our courage is always an act of our faith, our belief in Almighty God and what God has promised that he would do in his word. And when we have unwavering faith in God, it is a powerful witness and a powerful force to the enemy of our soul. Oh, the enemy of our soul will know that we're standing for Almighty God. Oh, it doesn't mean, saints of God, that we're not going to have no trials. It doesn't mean that the saints of God are not going to go through something. Oh, but it will give us the strength we need, praise God, to run on for the Lord in spite of what's going on. It will help you and I to stay positive in our walk. You know, sometimes people, well, I've been in the way a long time. Yeah, but hey, you know, the joy of the Lord is my strength. We ought to have joy in God. We shouldn't be walking around with our head down and saying, well, I got to go to church. No, I'm on my way to the house of the Lord this morning. I don't know what God has for me, but I'm going to have a ready mind, brother. I'm going to have a ready mind to receive what God has to say to me. Praise our God. And our God will, if you come in, as sister said, we didn't bring the church. We are the church. We came in. And when we came into God's house, as David said in the psalm, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Be glad to come to the house of the Lord. Oh, you're sad going into your job. Oh, many of us, yeah, got to get up and go to work today. Don't be that way coming to the house of God. Oh, come in, rejoice. I'm in the house of the Lord. I'm here to have my soul fed. I'm here to get my spiritual food so I'm able to go out and to battle what the enemy, this spiritual warfare that I'm in. I've got on my armor. I'm ready for the devil. He can come at me at all sides, but I have my armor on for the Lord. Praise our God. Praise our God. Praise our God. We got to learn how to stay positive in our walk, saints of God. Oh, there are times we're going through something. There are times when the enemy's coming. You may not be able to call Sister Jenkins on the phone. You may not be able to reach me. You may not be able to reach Sister Blake, Brother Byron, or any of the other saints and say, pray for me. But we've got to learn like David did. David said, I encourage myself. David encouraged himself when there were things that are going to learn how to encourage yourself in the Lord. Get into the Psalms and began to cry out, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help, knowing my help cometh from God. We know that he is there in heaven. Call upon him and God is able. Oh, I've been there, saints of God. Praise our God. There are times when it gets overwhelming. Oh, David said, when your heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I.
Amen.
Praise our God. Oh, let's not let the devil get us down. Let's not let the devil get us to the point when we go through our darkest moments in this life and we can't stand. No, we ought to find fuel to continue to walk on for the Lord so that we can reach the finish line. Praise our God. Turn with me to 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter. I told Sister Blake when we came in, I thought maybe we'd be able to finish. But oh, God is good. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, bless us. Bless us in the name of Jesus. Turn with this to 2 Chronicles 20. You Bible students know the story about King Jehoshaphat. We can't go over the whole scripture, but I ask you to read it in your leisure. Because if you don't know the story, I want you to know what it says in all the scriptures. Jehoshaphat was a Judea king. Oh, and in this passage of scripture, the children of the Moabites, the children of Ammon, along with others, we are told in verse 1, came against Jehoshaphat to battle him. Some of Jehoshaphat's people, they were afraid, and they brought their fears to the king, and they basically told him, a whole lot of people are coming to get you, and they are coming from beyond the sea, and they're coming for you. The Bible says in verse 3 that Jehoshaphat feared, and rightfully so. You see, the Judean army was nothing in comparison to the greater armies of the Moabites and the Amorites. How would such a teeny little nation withstand the attack of this more powerful enemy that was coming up against them? But as we read in this scripture, Jehoshaphat did not put his faith in the wisdom. He did not put his faith in money or in the might of his arm, but he put his faith in Almighty God. He dropped everything and sought the Lord. Saints of God, that's what we've got to do. When the enemy's coming in, we've got to drop everything and we've got to seek out Almighty God. He commanded a fast throughout the land. You see, Jehoshaphat knew that the battle was not his to fight or to win, but it belonged to Almighty God. And you see in his prayer in verses 6 through 12, he recognized the sovereignty of Almighty God. He was basically saying, God, you created the heavens and the earth. There's nobody greater than you, Almighty God. A whole lot of people are coming after us to destroy us, and yes, they will. But you, Lord God, have the power to stop them. With you on our side, we can prevail against them. And he went on to let him know, I'm here. So I'm here, and here's your people, Lord. And he humbly bowed himself to Almighty God. He bowed himself before him, asking him for God's help, asking him for God's grace to get him through, and God's mercy. He went on to hear and say, hear us, come to our aid. And then you see in verse 13, we're told these words, all Judea stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. All of them were waiting for an answer. Oh, saints of God, this is something for you and I to mirror. You see, when one suffers, we all suffer. We got to all come together. It didn't say some were scattered over here, some were scattered over there, some were. No, they all stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. All of them waiting for an answer from Almighty God. When the saints of God are here on Tuesday prayer meeting, all might not be able to attend, but all can be agreed in prayer. Amen. Can be agreed in prayer and faith. Oh, we can all pray together for lost souls. We may not all be able to be here on Tuesday because many work. But those that are here are praying. You can be praying right along for souls. We've seen God work. We've been praying for a lot of souls. We were praying for Brother Randall. We see Brother Randall's here with us today. We thank God for that. Been praying for him, lifting him up. We hadn't forgotten you, brother. Praise our God. Oh, they were waiting. because they wanted to know if God would deliver them. Would he fight on their behalf? He had done so many times in the past, and they wanted to know what God was going to do. But look, the response was swift that came to them. Look at verse 15, and we're going to look at the what it says there. He said, and he said, hearken ye all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismay by reason of this great multitude. Oh, look at what he told him. He said, for the battle is not yours, but God. Do we believe that, saints? Oh, have we got to that point now when we're going through something? This battle is not mine. This is God's battle. He said, tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Zitz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Look
at
what he tells them. He said, you shall not need to fight in this battle. He said, set yourselves. Stand ye still. Saints of God, sometimes we got to stand. And that stand still don't mean that we stay at home. No. When he says stand still, we allow God to do his work. You stand back and let me do what I'm going to do. He said, ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves. Stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Praise our God.
Amen.
Praise our God. Oh, God is with the saints of God. Praise our God. Oh, they didn't have to fight. All they had to do was position themselves and allow the Lord to do his work. Oh, but after God did his work, saints, look at what it says in the word of God. And we've got to remember this. Let's jump down to verse 21. I want you to read all the others in your leisure. Look at what it says. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers. Let me go back to verse 20. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army and say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. See, they were praising Almighty God.
Amen.
Saints of God. And when they began to sing and to praise the Lord and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Saints of God, when we pray, we're asking God for something. Don't get up and say, well, I don't know, God, if you can answer that. No. Begin to praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. Thank you, Lord. I know you're going to bring me through this. Might not be the answer I want, but Lord, it's going to be the answer you want me to have. Amen? Because God can set an ambush against what's going on.
Amen.
That's what our God, God knows the beginning from the end. God knows what's going to happen. We've got to be that way, saints of God. We got to know that God is able to bring us through. I was sharing with a saint this morning, contacted me earlier, about their condition. I said, did we pray for you? Have we already prayed that God will bring you through? Well, they said that there's no cure for my condition. I said, well, man may not have a cure, but my God does. He said, you are fearfully, he and you are wonderfully made, and God is able. He is able to heal you. Do you believe that? That God can heal you from any condition that you may be going through. Then if God doesn't heal you, maybe it's not God's will. Why? Because he might want you for a testimony.
Amen.
Praise our God. Oh, sometimes we may have to suffer some things, saint. God can use it in any way God wants to use it. Oh, I found that out. I believed God. I shared with you before when mom was down. And I just believed in my heart that God was going to heal her. Oh, and that's what I was praying, saints of God. Oh, I would anoint her and I would pray. And mom was, I said, mom, did you want? She said, yes. And we would anoint and pray. Oh, but Brother Scott said to me, well, Sister Renee, it may not be God's will. Oh, but I couldn't see it. I was still praying on for Almighty God along with others, all the saints of God and brothers and sisters. Everybody was praying. But when it was time for my mom to go, I'll never forget. 2 days before her departure, she said to Sister Millicent and I, she said, I thank God for my life. I thank God for all my angels that he gave me, my children. And now he's given me grandchildren who were my angels and great-grand, because she had some great-grand. She said, I've got to see it all. She said, but I'm tired. She said, stop praying for me. Oh, that was the hardest thing for me, saints of God. And I said, Mom, how can you say not to pray for you? You're my mom. She said, don't pray for me. I'm ready to go, Renee. Let me go. 2 days later, a day later, I walked in. And she said, I'm through with everything. I'm ready to go. And they said, Mom wants to talk to you, Renee. And I said, okay. And I went over. And my mom, when she would say my name, I knew that's what she wanted. And she said, Renee? She said, do you see Jesus? And I even turned and looked. She said, he's standing over there. He's coming to get me. Let me go.
Yes, Lord.
These are not tears because I didn't want her to go to be with her Jesus. But I just missed her. But I thank God she was ready to go.
Amen.
I thank God she was able to say to me, I'm ready to go. Jesus is coming to get me. And he came that next day. And he took her right on. When she was laying there, she wasn't fretting. She wasn't doing it. She was laying there in peace, smiling. Sister said, oh, she must be seeing the things. I said, no, she's seeing Jesus. She was smiling, going right on up. She took her flight right on up out of here, saints of God, and she took it in a way that I want to go when I leave this earth. I don't want anyone to fret over me. I want to be able to say, do you see Jesus? He's coming to see me. How about you? How about all of us? Are we standing firm in our faith to know that when Jesus comes, we'll be ready to go? He will usher us out of this life right into his bosom, and she is resting there right now with him today. Do we want that same? Then we're going to have to stand firm in our faith. We're going to have to know that God, the battle is not ours, but it is the Lord, and God can bring us through, that the angel of the Lord encampeth round about us. He will not allow anything to come upon you and I, but let us stand firm. Let us settle it in our mind. Live or die, I am the Lord. Let us have on the armor of God. Let us have on the breastplate of righteousness. Let us have our loins girt about the truth of God's eternal word. Let us have the shield of faith, and let us have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And we'll be able to stand when all the fiery darts of the enemy come flying thick and fast. We will be able to duck and dodge away from them. Why? Because our armor or shield will protect us from anything the enemy will bring our way. And then we'll be able to give a testimony as Paul did in the word of God. Oh, when Paul said to them, brethren, back in Ephesians 6, we're coming to a close, saints. When he said, finally, my brethren, he said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. He said, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Oh, if you want to stand, get it on, saints. Yeah. Don't leave off any parts of it. Put all of it on so you'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Oh, saints of God, you'll be able to stand when the enemy comes in. You'll be able to do and be able to stand against all the forces that he's coming at you against. He said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of the world. He's went on to say, against spiritual wickedness in high places. My. He said, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. Oh, saints of God. Oh, that is where the battle begins with you and I. We've got to be armed and ready for the enemy. We may have to fight for some days. We may have to go through some things for weeks and months and years. Oh, the enemy's missiles may come at you and I. Oh, and our helmet may fall into the side. Our breastplate may be barely hanging on. We may feel like there is nothing else we can possibly do to win this battle. But what do we do? God sums it up in one word. He says, stand. He tells Amen. You and I to stand. Amen. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. God will bring us through. Praise our God. Oh, I believe it, saints of God. You see, the battle is not ours. It's God. And God will bring us through. Oh, glory to God in the highest. Continue, Lord, the saints of God, to run on for the Lord. God bless you is my prayer. Amen.
Praise our God.
Praise our God. The Spirit say to the church, stand. Keep standing. Just stand. Amen. Amen. In some cases, the way that we fight is to stand.
Amen.
Just stand. Stand true. Amen. Praise our God. Thank God. Standing firm in the faith.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Praise God.
Praise our God. Praise Not God. Wavering. Amen. Shall we rise?
Praise God.
Thank God for his word. Amen. Thank God. Thank the Lord for his word today. Amen. The message said that there will be things that will come against us. Word of God says if any shall live godly in Christ Jesus, they shall suffer persecution. But stand. Amen. We may have afflictions. But stand.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Just stand.
Amen.
Thank God for his word. What shall we sing? In the evening light, number 360, be ready when he comes.
Praise our God.
Said, would you flee from sin and serve the Lord? Be ready when he comes. You see, you can't do both. You can't stay in sin and serve the Lord.
Amen.
Because they're opposites of each other. Amen. One is light and one is darkness.
Amen.
If light comes in, then darkness has to leave.
Amen.
If darkness comes in, then light cannot stay.
Amen.
Would you flee from sin and serve the Lord? Be ready when he comes. He will soon appear with his reward. Be ready when he comes. It is not his will that you be lost. Be ready when he comes. Would you save your soul at any cost? For some people, they say, well, yeah, I want my soul to be saved, but they're not willing to give up those things that have to be given up in order to serve
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Man. Be ready when he comes.
Amen.
Do you know the end of time is near?
Praise
Be ready
God.
When he comes. Can you live and die in sin's career? When we think of a career is something that you make plans to serve for a great deal of time. People say, well, I don't just want a job, I want a career. They make plans and they expect to reap something from this a long-term commitment to a particular kind of work. And maybe they've had training in that area.
But if you think about it, in serving sin, people get trained in it from, sometimes from a youngster. They get trained in how to lie and how to cheat and how to take the word, take the name of the Lord in vain, curse and swear and these various things. They get trained in that. Sometimes, many times from older folks. And they make a career of that. But the Psalm 4 here says, can you live and die in sin's career? If you die in sin, in hell is where you lift up your eyes. In the song, the words of the song that, that Pastor was reading, sin can never enter there. That if you live in sin till death, when you draw your latest breath, you will sink in dark despair to the region of the lost. That's where sin, that's where a career of sin will take you, to the region of the lost, thus to prove at awful cost. Sin can never enter there. And the fourth verse says there's awful danger in delay. Don't put it off. Pastor preached, now is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. And there's awful danger to put it off, to delay it. Well, maybe next time. The message was good today, and I understood it, and I kind of even felt it in my heart. I know that that word was meant for me. There you hear people say, I know it was meant for me, and yet they will delay. They may never have an opportunity to hear another message like that. That speaks to their heart. If you don't know the Lord, don't delay. We're talking old and young, our young people. This, you need to consider your soul. Some of you are in your teens. Will you cast your only hope away? That is the castaway of the Lord Jesus. Got to be ready when Jesus comes. We said,
would you flee from sin and serve the Lord? Be ready when he comes. He will soon appear with his reward. Be ready when he comes. Be ready. Be ready. Be when he comes, be ready, be ready, be ready when he comes. It is not his will that you be lost. Be ready when he comes. Would you save your soul at any be ready when he comes. Be ready. Be ready. Be ready when he comes. Be ready. Be ready. Be ready when he comes. Do you know? Be ready,
Are you ready?
Amen.
Amen. Are you ready?
Amen.
If Jesus were to come this afternoon, are you ready?
Amen.
Amen. Can you say, even so, come Lord Jesus?
Amen.
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 Praise God. When Jesus comes, will it be a joyful sight for you?
Praise God.
Or will you be saying, I think I'm ready? Because this is a no-so salvation. Amen. There's no room for doubt. If there's any doubt, you can get it straight here.
Amen.
You can get it straight now.
Amen.
You can go to an altar and say, Lord, I want to know for sure. Amen. We sing a song, I want to know that he will welcome me there. I do not want to be denied. I want to meet him in that city so fair and ever there with him abide. If there's any doubt in your mind. If there's any doubt, there's no sin, there's no shame in just wanting to be sure.
Lord, amen.
Lord, I want to be sure. Lord, I want to know
that he will
welcome
me.
I want to know that he will welcome me there.
Yeah. Do not want to be
I do not want to be denied.
Praise
I don't want to
God.
Have any doubt in my mind.
Praise God.
Search me, Lord. Try me, Lord. Know my thoughts, Lord.
Yes.
Search my heart, Lord.
Praise
know
God.
My ways. Try my reins, Lord. See if there be any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. Lord, I want to know.
I want to know.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise our God. If you're going to get in your automobile and get on the freeway, you want to know that the car is going to take you there.
Amen.
It's going to take you where you want to get to.
Do the brakes work. Amen.
Amen. Do the brakes work.
Amen.
Is the engine going to stall with a teen wheeler coming up behind you and you there in the passing lane and then you can't get out of the way? You want to know.
Amen.
You want to know.
Amen.
In the same way that we think about everyday thing, material things, we want to know about spiritual things.
Amen.
Lord, I want to know, Lord, that my heart is right with you.
Amen.
Amen. Praise our God. Be ready when he comes. Amen.
Amen.
Is there anyone? There was one that went to the prayer room. Amen. Amen. Is there another? Is there anyone who wants to go to prayer or just wants to come stand and pray? Or just come and if you know you can get a prayer through, if you just want to come and stand and say, Lord, I just want to know, Lord, I want to thank you, Lord, that I'm ready.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. How many can say, Lord, I thank you, Lord. I'm ready, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that I'm ready. And Lord, I heard the word that was preached, Lord, and I'm measuring to your word, Lord, in as much as, Lord, as I can, I'm measuring to all of your word, Lord. And I'm ready. That's what the Lord has for. That's what salvation is for. Amen. That we have been transformed. We're no longer a fourfold child of the devil. But we are a fourfold child of God. Amen. Praise our God. Thank God. Amen.
Lord.
Amen. Did we understand the message?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We'll look to the Lord. We'll look to the Lord in prayer, thanking him.
Yes.
Thanking him for this message.
Mm-hmm.
Thanking him for pouring out the word in our hearts. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word preached this day. We thank you, dear God. Lord, we thank you for the truth, dear Father, of your word. We thank you, dear God, for salvation, dear Father, because by your dear Son, dear God, succumbing, dear Father, and shedding his blood that we could be saved, Lord, we could be reconciled, dear God, to thee, dear Father. And, Lord, we can be ready, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for our messenger, We thank you, Lord, for our pastor. We thank you, Lord, for anointing her, dear God. Lord, with your message, Lord, which was meant just for us, Lord. Lord, you knew who would be here today, dear God, to hear it. Lord, you knew who would dial on the phone, dear God, to hear the truth of your word. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would plant your word in our hearts, dear Father. Help us, Lord, to continue to meditate upon it, dear God. Lord, even as we leave this place, dear Father, we pray, Lord, that your spirit would go with us, dear Father. Lord, and that your spirit would continue to preach your word to us. Help us, Lord, to reconsider, dear God. Help us, Lord, to meditate on it, dear Father. Help us, Lord, to rehearse it again and again in our minds and in our hearts, dear God. For, Lord, we know, dear Father, that your word is able to show us, Lord, what is required of us to be your children indeed, to serve you indeed, to know, Lord, that if you've made us free, Lord, that we can be free indeed, and we want to remain free indeed, dear God, from sin and from self and from the world. And so we thank you, dear God, Lord, for your word well preached this morning. And we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to walk in the light of your word as it shines on our pathway. Lord, we pray that you would remember the one that went to the prayer room, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would be with them, dear Father, and be with Pastor Jenkins, Lord, even as they're in there with them, dear Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would help them, dear God, strengthen them, dear Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would hear their petitions, dear God, and give them, dear Father, what they're asking for of thee, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would speak, Lord, to the hearts, Lord, of those who heard this message, Lord, and have not surrendered to thee. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to speak to their hearts. Help them to know, dear God, that if your spirit is speaking to them, then they are highly favored, dear God. And, Lord, they would not, Lord, frustrate the grace of God. Lord, that they would not have heard this message in vain. Lord, we pray, dear God, that this message, dear Father, Lord, would be of value, Lord, to them, even in their souls, dear Father. Lord, that it would bear fruit, Lord, and Father, that they would turn and serve you, dear God, and realize, dear God, that they can give you thanks and praise, Lord, Father, for having mercy, dear God, to allow them to hear the truth. Lord, whether they be in this building, Lord, or on telephone, dear Father, or on the system, dear God, Father, we pray, dear Father, that you would just continue to speak to their hearts, dear God. Help them, Lord, to know, dear God, Lord, that your spirit will not always strive with man. And, Lord, that this world, dear God, will not always stand, dear Father. This old world will not always exist, because we know that when Jesus comes again, Lord, we know, Lord, that this old world, Lord, is going to be burned up. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would help them, Lord, to surrender to thee, dear God, that they might stand in the holy place, dear God, and receive deliverance, dear Father, when Jesus comes again. Have your way in our hearts and in our minds, Lord. And truly, Lord, we want to give you all the praise and all the glory shall be thine. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank God for his word. Amen. You may be seated. Is there anyone who would like to express themselves? Amen. Is there anyone who would like to express themselves? Amen. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Praise our God. Thinking as the message, as Pastor Jenkins was recalling the conversations with Sister D, as the Lord was preparing to take her home, and she said, "Do you see Jesus?" We know the word of God tells us we need to see Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. And since Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith, we need to stand firm in that faith. Thank God for his word today. The meditation scripture found in the bulletin for today is Exodus 23:20. Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared.
Amen.
Praise God. When I read that, I thought, you know, in the book of Revelations, when scripture refers to the seven angels of the seven churches in Asia, we know that in that scripture, the angels are the ministers, are the pastors of those churches.
Yeah.
And when I read that, and I thought of Sister Jenkins, because truly we have heard the word. She is the messenger bearer for God. The message that she preached was from God. So she is the messenger bearer. So she is the angel of this church, because angels are messengers. We know that when God sent the angel to tell Mary that she would bring forth a son and that she would call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. So angels many times were sent messages from God. But now when we hear the word of God preached, it comes from the angel that God has placed over this congregation, the overseer. And that, I got scripture that, behold, I send an angel before thee, and she stood before us this day and preached the word. It said, to keep thee in the way. That's what the word is for, to keep us walking in the way of the Lord. It said, and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. So she is making us a prepared people for the place that Jesus has gone to prepare. Thank God. Thank the Lord. Thank God for you, Pastor. So for Sunday, April 16th, always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23 says, moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m., we are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Food pantry services will be this Saturday, April the 22nd, from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. here at the church. Please pray for this work and Brother Byron Johnson bringing the message. Choir rehearsal next Sunday. November turkey giveaway canister is always open to receive funds. Ordinance services will be observed on Sunday, April 30th, following morning service. Wednesday night Bible study will be at 7 p.m. by phone. Remember to turn your phone off around 5:30 p.m. and turn it back on at 6:30 p.m. before service. And please mute your phones. And please pray for Brother Byron Johnson and all who are bringing scriptures. And we just thank God for that, for Wednesday night. The study has just been so rich.
Amen.
Just thank God. There's between Sunday morning messages and Wednesday Bible study, even the Sunday school lessons, there's no reason for any of us to be spiritually hungry.
Amen.
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 Happy birthday blessings to Mrs. Judy Johnson on April the 18th, and anniversary blessings to Brother and Sister Robert Williams, also on April the 18th. Our thought for today, if you want to stay out of trouble, stop hanging around the devil's workshop.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Sister Hall.
I thank you for that message.
no thumbs to stay in the straight and narrow way.
Amen. Amen.
Amen, Sister Holmes.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Holmes.
Amen.
We're just so thankful to be here. Again, so glad to see Brother Wayne Randall once again. And we know that you expressed yourself in Sunday school. Of course, not everybody was here. So if you would like, if you would like to express yourself, be free. Amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Amen. 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 Pastor said you're always welcome. And obviously we haven't forgotten you either. Amen. Is there anyone else who would like to express themselves? So glad to see Brother Joseph and today just Stevenson and
Shirley
and Stevenson. Yes. So glad that you are here. So good to see you once again. Amen. And we just we love you. Yeah, Brother Willis.
Hello. God bless you before
time. Amen.
Thank the Lord. Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. Praise our God. Yes. Amen. He'll never disappoint your soul. Amen.
Oh, tomorrow's your birthday. Okay.
Happy birthday. Amen. Everybody prayed for you. Amen. Bless God. God will provide. He will provide. Amen. You know, there's some people, they just want God to just, you know, drop a pot of money out of the sky. And they don't have to do anything for it. But when we say, Lord, I want a job, Lord, if it's your will for me to have this job, if this is the one for me, then Lord, and we pray with confidence. We pray in faith. We say, Lord, if it's his, then we know it's already his. And so, Lord, we thank you in advance. And Lord, if it's not his, Lord, we still thank you because we know, Lord, that you've got something else in store. You got something else that's better. So we just thank God. That has happened to many of us where, you know, it may have not been the first thing that we, you know, and sometimes if you think in your heart that's the one for you and that's the job and then you don't get it and something, there's you know, a little disappointment that you might feel, but you say, but Lord, you know what's best. You know what's best for me, even though my eyes may not be able to see it. Lord, you know what's best. Lord always brings something. He said, Lord, I thank you because if I'd got the other one, then I wouldn't have this one, and this one is even better. So we thank God for his goodness. He's just good.
Yes.
Praise our God. For all minds are clear. Shall we stand? Amen. Amen. Brother Tony, if you would dismiss us with prayer, please. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord.